and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is Janet Porter, founder and president of Faith to Action, with a mission to win the cultural war for life, liberty, and the family. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue. Welcome, everyone, to our show. Yes. And we have with us today the famous Janet Porter.
Yes.
A one-woman army who shakes the world, who stands up for the unborn like no one else has ever done.
She's amazing.
And she has a subject today that is different than what she usually talks about on our show. And we're going to talk with her today.
Very passionate.
And it's a very, very important subject. We must, you know, our show is not just, you know, it may come from my house, but it's right now. But we're hoping to get back to our studio soon.
Yes.
But it comes from our hearts. It comes from our passion, and it's going out to the world.
The PTL Network is the place to be.
Amen.
Great programming, great shows. The Jim Baker Show, you can watch it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand. It is the network of the hour, I want to tell you that. And the PTL Network is something that has been birthed in the midst of crisis. The war to destroy Christian America is real, but I want to give you good news. The PTL Network is part of the miracle that God is raising in the midst of a crisis.
Yes.
And while you, Dad, was going through a crisis, Maricela came to you, myself, Mom, the whole team, and said, we're not giving up
That's
in the
right.
brink of a miracle.
Amen.
So here we are broadcasting the Jim Baker Show, Life with Lori, and many other programs on the PTL Network. That's
and
how
it's
we fight
growing.
Back.
It's growing. Well, we have with us Janet Porter today, and we love Janet.
So much.
And she is the founder and president of Faith to Action, with a mission to win the cultural war for life, liberty, and the family. She authorized the pro-life heartbeat bill. She authored that thing. Can you believe that?
She authored it. That's right.
And ensuring that if a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected.
Amen.
That rhymes, doesn't it?
So
Janet
good.
Produced the film Light Wins, How to Overcome the Criminalization of Christianity.
Mm.
Is that...
That's really
Are
something.
We going to be able to offer that today?
Absolutely we are, yes.
Because that's a powerful video.
Yes. It's a timely video. That's right. We all need to know how to overcome it.
There's the movie in the battle between darkness and light. Mm-hmm. Light Wins. How to overcome the criminalization of Christianity. Mm-hmm. Oh, people, we've got to fight for our rights.
Yeah. Amen.
We got to stand up for God. We got to stand up for Christianity. So this is a groundbreaking, eye-opening film that will awaken viewers to the fact that being a spectator is no longer an option. And so A Heartbeat Away is the story of her journey to get the heartbeat bill passed in every state. And she was gaining ground and gaining ground and gaining ground. We're going to find out from her today. So welcome back to our program, please, Janet Porter.
Yes. Hey, Janet.
Hello. Good to see you. And you're all set up in your house there. You just moved and you're settled in. You got a kind of a little studio set up now. I see you got a great new microphone. I envy that one. We're talking about going to those bigger microphones too.
Sure. You know, I want to tell you, I just want to say thank you because you guys helped us to get the momentum going. You remember when we first started the heartbeat bill, they said it was impossible, but it is now inevitable because heartbeat bills have passed now in Arkansas, North Dakota, in Iowa, Mississippi, Kentucky, Georgia, Missouri, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Ohio, where it all began. But I just came from Texas, where I testified in the Senate there, as well as in the House. And we've got a governor who's ready to sign it, a legislature that's ready to pass it. I believe Texas is going to be heartbeat law number 12. Arizona is also nearing the finish line, and many other states, 29 states, have introduced the bill to keep hearts beating. So we're gaining momentum, Pastor. It's a great thing to see.
That's excellent.
Janet, how can you explain the fact that we have, you know, we're living in such evil times, but yet you've been able to get this heartbeat bill passed and effectively to save the lives of thousands of babies.
Yes, that's right.
Can you explain what's going on? It's a miracle because we're in evil times and you're standing up like Joan of Arc or something saying, no, 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 don't kill the babies. And wow.
Well, with God, all things are possible.
How can this be?
That's the motto of my home state of Ohio. And it's in the states. The battle is in the states, and the people in the states want to keep hearts beating. And that's when we saw the George Barna poll show that 7 out of 10 in America favor the heartbeat law. 86% of Republicans and even a majority, 55% of Democrats, believe that if a doctor can detect the heartbeat of an unborn child, that child should be legally protected. And so the momentum is still there. But here is the danger, is we've got a bill that has already passed the House called H.R. 5. And guess what? Not only will it destroy our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, put women and children in harm's way, but it will also repeal every pro-life law we've ever passed. That's every heartbeat law. That's every parental consent, woman's right to know, any defunding laws, pain capable. They're gone if H.R. 5 gets signed into law, and it's on the brink. And so that's why I wanted to come on today to let people know there is a danger, but there is a movement now to stop it. And I know that that you guys are going to want to be a part of it, as you have been throughout this this pro-life effort. We're going to stop the assault on our liberty as well.
Yeah, you got a big negative sign on the screen by you. It just says, just say no, you know.
We say no. And so here's what's happened. We've got this bill. It's the misnamed Equality Act. It's really the Inequality Act, if you happen to be a Christian or a conservative or a woman or a child, because it's an assault against you. It's the full force of the government to come after anyone who believes what the Bible has to say. But it also will repeal every pro-life law we've passed in the last nearly 50 years. And so what we did is I met with some people like Larry Tomczak and Lou Engel and Rick Joyner and some others. We were gathered at the roundtable where we often see you guys, and we started talking about how to fight this. And so when we were on your program, Tom DeLay, former majority leader, and I were on your program. Remember when we sent faxes on the heartbeat bill? We said, people, send a fax to Congress, tell them to pass the federal heartbeat bill. Well, we ended up sending 400,000 faxes before Congress, you know, called us up and said, you need to stop. You're breaking our fax machines. We can't get other work done. You need to stop. And so, well, we did emails, and we sent 910,000 emails. I wrote about it in my book. I think it was 910,000 emails we sent to Congress, and they said, you got to stop, because we can't get any other work done. And so the last time I checked, we're still allowed to send things through the mail. And that's where this orange postcard came in, where people can make, we made it very easy. It's a real postcard, not an email, not a fax. It's a postcard that is printed, it's personalized, and it's something that we're sending when you click a button when you go to stophr5.com. And we started this program a couple of weeks ago. We are mailing more than 500,000 cards. You can see it there on the screen. More than 500,000 of these cards that are being sent to the U.S. Senate, to the White House. And because this terrible law may very well end up at the Supreme Court, we're sending it to all 9 Supreme Court justices also. So here's a drum roll. Let me tell you where we are right now. I mentioned at the beginning of the month, we started this this effort at stophr5.com. We are now at 771,250 postcards that will be making their way to the Senate. That means every senator is going to get a mailbag full of more than 7,000 cards, and we're just getting started. And so that's what's exciting about this, Pastor and Lori and all of you, is as we join together to make our voices heard, You click a button and send 110 postcards at once. Why? Because our freedoms are at stake. This is coming after us in the church, in our homes. It's coming after every woman in every safe place you thought you had. No, no. All you need is a costume change, and any man can invade your bathroom, your locker room, your shower room, can come into your shelter. And even if a serial rapist doesn't want to go to men's prison, he can just say, I identify as a woman, and now invade women's prisons as well. Not to mention destroying all women's sports. Not to mention what this does to children. Not only will it indoctrinate children and turn up the propaganda that these children are being force-fed in school, but if this child, say you've got a 7-8-year-old child that comes home and maybe they're confused because of the propaganda they've been force-fed, and they said, well, you know, little Johnny says he feels like a girl maybe. Guess what? You can't, as a parent, counsel him biblically. As a pastor, you can't tell him what God has to say about this. And if this child is getting support that wants to have hormone blocking therapy, that they want to block puberty, in other words, it's something that could not only jeopardize this child's development, but their ability to reproduce, it would make them potentially sterile as a result. You as a parent will not be able to stop it if HR 5 becomes law. And that's why we're telling people, if you care about your freedom, you care about your safety, especially as women. You care about your children, their innocence, and protecting them from this horrible agenda that mutilates their bodies. Then guess what? We need to stand strong, and we need to fight back and say no. Let the message be heard loud and clear. We do not want you to repeal all of our pro-life laws, because as you read the bill, that's what it would do. It would say this federal law says you can't discriminate based on pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions. Related medical conditions dealing with pregnancy and childbirth, that's abortion. And that this bill would trump all of our pro-life bills we've passed, all of our laws we've passed, including the 11 heartbeat laws and so many others that are about to be passed. This is how dangerous. In fact, Matt Staver said it. We put it on the postcard. This is unquestionably the most destructive legislation in American history. But the good news is, even just after a couple of weeks, we have more than 750,000. And I know that when this program airs, we're going to be well over 1 million postcards that will be making their way not only to the Senate, not only to the White House, but also to the Supreme Court. And it's done as easy as clicking a button. And we're doing it for less than the price of postage is if you mailed them all yourself. So they're printed, they're personalized to your senators, and they're signed with your name, city, and your state. We don't give them your address, but we just sign your name, city, and state, and this will be mailed on your behalf to all 100 senators, as well as the White House and court.
Wow.
That is something.
Now tell me quickly, how can our viewers be a part of it?
It takes you less than a minute when you go to stophr5.com, stophr5.com, and then you just click the button. You can send it to your 2 U.S. senators, or the better move, send it to all 110, 100 senators, the White House, and the 9 Supreme Court justices. So one button, you'll be mailing yourself 110 cards for less than the price of postage if you mailed them yourself. So they're printed, they're personalized, they're signed by you with your city and your state, and it's going to be delivered as soon as, there's a first batch of over 500,000 that is being mailed this week. There will soon be an orange wave in Congress because people have merely clicked on stophr5.com, clicked the button, and a minute later, you have sent this wave of message that says we say no not only to HR 5 but to the compromise. They've got a compromise version that's called Fairness for All. They like to put nice sounding labels on terrible bills. That's what they're doing. And so let me tell you why this is especially dangerous. Not only could they break the filibuster and they pull that thing off their rules and get this through with 50 votes, but 51 votes, what they could do then is also get some Republicans to sign on to their so-called compromise bill. And that's a bill that carves out a little bit of protection for pastors within the four walls of their church, but goes after everybody else. It's a temporary thing. It's a terrible bill. And that's why we put on this thing that we are fighting against the dangerous Fairness for All compromise as well, to vote no on HR 5 in all its forms. And so those Republicans that were rhinos that are sitting on the fence saying, maybe I can go on a compromise bill. We say no to the main bill, H.R. 5, and all the versions that would be just as dangerous. But they're billing it as a compromise. And that's the danger in this potentially getting passed. And that's why we've got to act now, because this could come up for a vote at any time. And we know those at the helm in the Senate are looking to do it. We know that that Joe Biden is anxious to sign this thing, and we need to not only put the message in front of them in the Senate, which will tell our people, hey, wait a minute, I got a lot of support back home. I've got a lot of talking points right here on this card. Here's five reasons to say no to this bill. But it also will put the fear of God, I believe, in those that are fighting for this bill. Those that all have to face re-election are going to be getting millions, I believe, millions of these orange cards. And they're going to say, wait a minute, the American people is speaking loudly and clearly. We don't want this bill. And that's why we need your voice to be heard right now. And that's why we're telling people, just go to stophr5.com, click the button, and become a part of what I believe is going to be a historic wave when America joined together. And when we spoke up and we stopped this great, great evil, it's not only an orange wave, it's turning into an orange tsunami. I believe it's building an orange wall of resistance so that this horrible bill will not pass the Senate.
Wow.
Well, Jenny, what you're leading us into is to be able to take a stand for Christianity, to take a stand for what we believe.
That's right.
And we have a right to stand up for what we believe. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, We're losing it. We're going to lose all of a great, literally Christian type freedoms mm-hmm. in America, mm-hmm. and we need to stand up. And you know, it sounds terrible, I think, on the surface, for a person to say I'm against the Equality Act. Why should we be against this bill?
Sure, it's actually all spelled out on the postcard. Number one, it destroys our religious liberties. Romans 1, if you want to read 1 Corinthians or Leviticus or anything the Bible has to say about this, guess what? The government's going to come in and say, no, that's discrimination. You're all just as if you were racist. We're going to come in and we're going to shut you down. So it reaches into the church, but then it also eradicates free speech. It reaches not only onto your own website, not only into adoption agencies who don't want to place children with men who dress as women, it's also something that reaches into your own homes. What happens if you have a neighborhood Bible study and you communicate God's word on this subject? Somebody can say, I'm going to report you because this is illegal what you're doing. I'm very glad and I'm very grateful that you're offering the movie, because I actually made this movie as a update, How to Overcome the Criminalization of Christianity. I wrote the book, but this is the movie on how to overcome it. And one of the ways to overcome it is we're sending this message to the Senate. What else does it do? It repeals every pro-life law. A lot of people don't know that. And that's what really got my attention. I mean, I've been working, as you know, the last decade, working to pass heartbeat laws. But what good is it if H.R. 5 becomes law? That federal law will trump all of the states that have been passing these things. And so what we've got to do is stand up now and to be a resolute, strong message that they cannot miss. And that's why I went with a warning color of orange, that this is something they can't miss. Okay, the third point is it'll repeal the pro-life laws. Then it will endanger women. Imagine if you're a woman who's been abused by her husband, who finds herself, she goes to a shelter. All right, guess what? This shelter is not going to be able to refuse any man. As long as they say, I'm a woman, I identify as a woman, with a simple costume change, any man can invade a shelter, can invade your shower room, your locker room, your bathroom, can come into any previously safe space. It is what some are calling political rape of women, because it's putting them in such harm's way. If you are a serial rapist and you'd like to go to the woman's prison instead of the man's prison, again, say you're a woman and there you are. And all of these women who are incarcerated are also put in harm's way. Shelters also in harm's way. And then the other point is it harms children. Not only it destroys their innocence, it indoctrinates them with propaganda contrary to the word of God, contrary to their best interests, so that these children are ending up confused. According to the American College of Pediatrics, if you have a child who's got a mental disorder called gender dysphoria, they're confused about their gender, guess what? The American College of Pediatrics says 80 to 95%. If you don't intervene, if you don't do hormone therapy, surgery, or any kind of propaganda affirmation, 80 to 95% of these kids are going to be just fine. They're going to realize, yeah, I am as God made me. I am a woman. I have an XX. If you are a male, you have an XY. That does it. That's the truth. And so if we don't pour this propaganda into the schools, and again, keep in mind, if you're a seven-year-old child and you've been told that, you know, Johnny's a little girl, then guess what? You as a parent cannot tell Johnny that he's not allowed to get the therapy that would potentially render him sterile, or to get a amputation of healthy body parts to mutilate his body in surgery. You as a parent will not be able to protect your child. You as a pastor will not be able to counsel children from a biblical viewpoint and help those 80 to 95% who will automatically come back into understanding of and resolution of their gender. But if you intervene with this kind of propaganda, with this kind of really child abuse, then this is what this is. This is child abuse. It's a repeal of every pro-life law we have, and it's a destruction of our religious liberties. It is eradication of the freedom of speech. It is the most dangerous bill that's ever been introduced. And the good news is we are joining together to send a strong message. Now, the message is 771,000. Again, we just started this campaign. And I know that when people go to stophr5.com, you click a button and you're doing something, not just signing a petition, you're not just making a call. Those are all good things to do. But you know what? We're going to send them more mail than they have ever seen, more orange postcards than have ever been delivered in the United States Senate. And they're going to take notice of this, whether they're with us or whether they're not with us, or if maybe they're on the fence and they're thinking about one of these compromise versions, we say no. And that's the message being delivered, Pastor. We say no.
Wow. Amen. That is great.
Everybody needs to
but
do that.
This is what, an hour and 40 minutes?
That's right, an hour and 40 minute documentary
movie that you get today when you give that gift to help us stay on the air, mm-hmm, of $25. You get the book,
A Heartbeat Away.
A major book. This is major for
absolutely
Christianity Today, mm-hmm, The Heartbeat Away, and that is a great book that Janet Porter wrote. If you already have it, you can get another one for $25. Plus, you get the movie on this subject, and you have, mm-hmm, people like Mike Huckabee featured, James Dobson, Phyllis Schlafly, Dr. John Diggs. And unbelievable.
General Boykin.
Yeah, David Barton. I mean, mm-hmm, it's amazing. It
goes on and on about all the people who highly recommend mm-hmm this film. And, of course, this book, A Heartbeat Away, written by Janet Porter, who, of course, is the architect of the Heartbeat Bill. This book will ignite hope, inspire, and equip readers to bring the killing to an end, not sometime in the distant future, but right now. It is about a revolutionary, refreshing, and entertaining guide for even the most seasoned pro-life activist, providing creative solutions to overcome the fiercest opposition and obstruction. And that's what Janet's doing with this StopHR5. When you go to .com.
Just sit down right now and order it.
Yeah.
Order it right now as we watch the trailer from this video.
The family is the foundation for society. It really is the ground floor on which everything else depends. Our institutions, our businesses, our economy, our government, our way of life, all rest on a foundation of strong families. If we redefine it like we're about to do, the entire superstructure can come crashing down.
The notion that Christians should not get involved in this type of stuff or be silent and just preach the gospel is not a biblical notion. We have made a mistake in the last 50 years of redefining the Great Commission. And if we're going to do the Great Commission, that's not just preach the gospel and get people brought to Christ. That's a good thing to do. We're told way back in Proverbs that he that wins souls is wise. But that's not the Great Commission. The Great Commission is you teach them everything I have taught you. That's what Jesus specifically said. When you look at what Jesus has taught, Jesus clearly taught in Matthew 19 about marriage. He taught that marriage was a lifelong union of one man and one woman. If you're going to fulfill the Great Commission, you have to talk about what he talked about.
But others say we need to leave God out of it, since some don't believe in God or his word.
Now, imagine two knights fighting, and one knight says to the other, "Oh, before we begin, throw down your sword." Now, you would say, "Now, the other knight's not going to do that. That'd be a stupid idea." So we throw away the Bible. In other words, we give up our sword, because God's word is the sword of the Spirit. We give up our sword, you've really conceded defeat.
Jesus, when he fulfilled the law, did not abdicate the moral law. The moral law stood then and it stands today.
We're told in Romans 1, God goes through the progression and he says, all right, because they did not like to retain me in their thinking, they didn't like to think about God, they got into depraved acts. And that's what Romans 1 also teaches us, is we cannot be silent on this issue, because if we are, then God does not approve of us either.
We are literally in critical condition. And what we think is our medicine is oftentimes conservatism. Well, you know what? That's a counterfeit. Because you can be conservative and be totally apart from God.
I want to be on God's side, because God's side is the right side of history.
I was standing in the gallery of the Illinois House when ABC Nightline put now President Eleanor Smeal in front of the cameras and said, "Miss Smeal, you said you had the votes. What happened?" And she replied, "There is something very powerful against us, and I certainly don't mean people."
I'd never heard the story. It got buried in our history. And it's a flag that was used during the Revolution. It really was our flag before the Stars and Stripes. This is the banner we were born under. This is what flew over all of it. This is our hope. We're appealing to heaven.
It's later than you think, but God is bigger than we know. To put freedom on the offensive, we must become a team. It's time for action. It's time to pierce the darkness and shine.
I want you to order this right now. This motion picture, this is a major documentary. When it's an hour and 40 minutes long.
That's right, 1 hour and 40 minute documentary. And I just want to read what General Boykin, who you've seen on this broadcast many times,
this is
what he says about Light Winds. Put down the white flag and pick up Light Winds, the first step to taking back our freedom. Mm-hmm. And that says it all right there. Yeah. As Janet Porter has led this way right now, she's doing it yet again. She did it with A Heartbeat Away, now with Light Winds, How to Overcome the Criminalization of Christianity. So we want you to order. When you order the book, A Heartbeat Away, you're also going to receive a bonus of this 1 hour and 40 minute documentary, Light Winds, with this offer for a $25 love gift to the ministry.
Marcel, couldn't they just... They could play this in their church service.
Absolutely.
Play it in their churches, their Bible different study. Meetings, in Sunday school class.
Absolutely.
And all. It's so educational. Yeah. Very few videos like this. Yeah. There's just such few, because it costs to do this.
That's right. And Dad, I think you said it so perfectly. There's so much confusion around when they misname or misbrand these things. When you hear about Quality Act, there's so much confusion where we have to be able to understand with resources, what is our government really saying? What is truly being put on the front lines? We have to understand this so that we don't make the mistake of losing our freedoms.
Janet, what are some of the ways we can overcome Christian persecution in this country? Is there any hope to overcome this?
I agree with you, but one of the ways we're fighting back is with this knowledge. This movie, we interviewed 100 leaders across the country, members of Congress, members in the United States Senate. Rand Paul is in there. You mentioned Governor Huckabee, as well as the late Phyllis Schlafly. I love that quote, by the way, that as she stood against the Equal Rights Amendment, it looked pretty bleak too, right? It looks pretty bleak right now. But when she stood against a freight train alone against the Equal Rights Amendment, and she was supposed to lose in the state of Illinois as they were about to become a state that would ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, Eleanor Schmeal said it on Nightline, and you heard it from Phyllis. She said, "There's something very powerful working against us, and I certainly don't mean people." We have the God of the universe. We, as our founders, we appeal to heaven, as Dutch Sheets says. And so this film is a way to inform. By the way, some churches have actually shown it on their Sunday morning services, Wednesday nights. There's also a half-hour version. There's also a ton of extra features, including the transgender issue. If your child's confused or if you want to know how to speak on this issue, it's a great resource for you. And in the same way, you know, it looked pretty bleak on the issue of abortion. Many times we get on there and all we've been doing is regulating abortion for nearly 50 years. And God put an idea in my heart and said, hey, why not recognize that universally recognized indicator of life? Why don't we look at that heartbeat of our fellow human being in the womb? And that's when the heartbeat bill became not just an impossible thing that they laughed at us. When we introduced this bill, they said it won't pass. The Right to Life movement fought against us. But you know what? We just didn't quit. We just can't give up because we serve the God of the universe, the God of the impossible. And he is everything he claims to be. He can do what this bill was once called impossible. And as I mentioned, it is now inevitable. Introduced in 29 states, has passed in 11. Texas is about to become 12. Arizona may be number 13. Others, North Carolina, others are moving to protect, to keep hearts beating and protect these children. And so we've got to realize that no matter what it looks like, we walk by faith, not by sight. That's why he tells us this. So I tell people, turn off the fake news, get back with the God of the of our Bible that tells us everything that's in it we can do. I mean, our life is supposed to read like the pages of the Bible. We're supposed to be living an action adventure, according to Ephesians 3:20, that's exceedingly abundantly greater than anything we could think up, anything Hollywood could produce. This is what we're supposed to do. But it begins with realizing that God works through remnants. He works through ordinary people. And so when I suggested, hey, why don't we do a Stop HR 5 campaign? Why don't we send postcards? Because we've been blocked out of faxes. We've been blocked out of emails. And you know what? Less than a month later, we're almost 1 million postcards. And I'm telling you, I have no doubt, because I've been on your program before and I know what happens when I come on this show. We shut them out of faxes. 500,000 faxes, they said no more. Well, I know this. We're going to see not 1 million. I believe we're going to see millions of these postcards sent, because each click of the button sends 110. We're sending the message. We're joining together. And you know, these are our tools to educate. These are tools to motivate and inspire, give people how to overcome the criminalization of Christianity, how to end abortion, how we can go about this, and how you, even with a handful of people, even with a couple of people, we can end abortion in your state. How do I know this? Because we've done it. As I told the state of Texas just a few weeks ago, if a purple state like Ohio can end abortion for every child whose heartbeat can be heard, surely the great state of Texas can do it. And they looked at me. One of the senators came out. He was a Democrat, asked me to sign his book, and was so grateful that we took the time to come out to the Lone Star State and to join in their effort to protect babies. This is what's happening. People are waking up. They know that what happened was wrong. It was absolutely a treasonous act, and we're standing up, and we're going to fight back, and we're going to do whatever it takes. I've got a whole chapter in my book called Whatever It Takes. We need to do whatever it takes. And the good news is we have something very powerful working for us, and I certainly don't mean people. And God works through ordinary people, though. He doesn't, as David Barton said in the film, God doesn't just sweep in and save a nation. He works through people, and he works through ordinary people, a remnant, even those watching. You don't think it can matter? Well, your click of a button sends 110 postcards signed by you to the United States Senate, to the White House, and to the Supreme Court. We're going to send them a signal. In fact, I expect, you've seen the B-roll of all the postcards. I expect people like Senator Ted Cruz that can stand up and say, look how many of these postcards we're getting in Congress, millions of them, because the American people do not want to lose their religious liberty. We don't want to lose our freedom of speech. We don't want to lose all of our pro-life laws, including heartbeat laws and every other pro-life law we've passed, from parental consent to the informed consent. We don't want to put women in harm's way, to interject men into every safe space that women have just with a costume change. We don't want to do that to women. There's nothing you can do as a parent to prevent your child, your confused gender dysphoria child who's got a mental disorder. You know what? Leave them alone. Tell them what God's word has to say. And according to the American College of Pediatrics, 80 to 95%, even without biblical counseling will come back and realize, yeah, they'll resolve that they are the gender that they were created by God to be. God didn't make a mistake on you, and we want to be able to communicate the truth. And what this does, H.R. 5 puts a gag rule on pastors, a gag rule on parents, and it prohibits them from protecting their children, prohibits even your local gym from protecting women in your high schools and your junior highs from protecting young girls. By the way, sports, forget about it. If you have a mediocre male, he can outrun most women, all right? A mediocre man decides he wants the tennis scholarship or he wants to get the track scholarship. All he has to do is say, I feel like a woman today. And then guess what? They get the scholarships, the money, the prizes, and women's sports is no longer. It's gone. It's a thing of the past. Talk about discrimination. It discriminates against women. And what that's why we're joining together with people even who don't normally agree with us. There's lesbian activists who say this is a betrayal of women. And we're standing together to say no. We say no. And now 750,000 are sending their postcards in. And if you join us at stophr5.com, we're going to send millions more. We're going to stop this and build an orange wall of resistance against this great evil.
You are some fighting woman.
Yeah, and I'll tell amazing.
You, you should be an example.
Yes.
I hope you go down in history books if there's any history left after we get through this. But there's a leader.
Yeah. Amen.
And I want everyone to get your book and this.
And
support
the
ministry. Mm-hmm. Keep us going. And if we stand together,
yes,
we won't fall apart. But if we come apart, we're going to come apart.
Yeah.
And we need to stay together.
Yes.
And I want you to order this set. You get the book and you get the hour and 40-minute documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, in this documentary, you get a half-hour 30-minute version. It's just in the same video that you get. You mm-hmm. get that so you can run, like on your Sunday school class, you may want to run the 30-minute version
mm-hmm.
for Sunday sure. school classes.
Right.
Or you want to run yeah. for the whole church service. Mm-hmm. You may want to run this whole video.
Yes.
It's up to you pastors to begin to educate your people. This is for your children.
We want to make it available as a standalone offer today.
Mm-hmm.
You can receive one of the Light Wins documentary for just a $15 donation to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. But I also want to say we have to get this message out. We have no choice but to get this message out. So we are putting together a friends and family offer, which is three of the Light Wins documentary for a donation of $30 to the ministry, or better yet. And I urge you, pastors, churches, get the Baker's Dozen. That's 13 of the Light Wins documentary
mm-hmm.
for a donation of $100 to this ministry to help support us. Mm-hmm. But we have to continue to stand. We're on the front lines. We know, mm-hmm. but we choose to stand with Janet Porter
yes.
to take a stand for what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what we're fighting for. We're fighting yeah. evil versus good, and it's what the Word of God says. So we urge you right now, call us 1-888-988-1588, and you can order that Baker's Dozen, which is yeah. 13 of the Light Wins documentary, over an hour and 40 minutes long. And as Janet mentioned, she interviewed over 100 leaders all throughout the entire nation, warning, sounding the alarm for what is here, not what's coming, but what we are walking through right now.
And I love what Governor Mike Huckabee says, and it's on the back of the DVD. You can read it for yourself when you receive it, but he mm-hmm. says, this groundbreaking, eye-opening film will awaken viewers to the fact that being a spectator is no longer no. an option.
It's not.
No.
It's no longer an option. One will be part of the solution or part of the problem. And I hope that this riveting documentary will cause believers to take notice.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have a clip here from Pastor Garland Hunt in Georgia talking about this Equality Act.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch this, and then I'm going to have Janet comment on it. Let's
yes.
let's roll this.
I've been talking to you about this Equality Act. I'm gonna stay right on it because I told you that before you know it, they'll tell you who you can hire and fire in your church, in your schools, in your daycare. who takes care of your kids, all these things, or who maybe what the people you have in a business and all these things, because he doesn't, you have any rights. No Christian has no rights. The only person that has a right is somebody who decides that he doesn't want to be a boy anymore. He wants to be a girl. I mean, that we have laws in Georgia that we're dealing with right now where we're trying to give the rights to a child that he's not able to change his gender while he's 13 or 14 years old. I mean, what we heard about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, let that child that in his preteens change his gender. What are we saying in our nation? God's not happy with this. God's not going to allow for this. He's not going to allow us to redefine marriage. He's not going to allow us to determine what men and men and women and women. And certainly he's not going to allow us to change our gender. You're saying that God made a mistake? God did not make a mistake. So we have to take our place as a watchman.
Wow.
That's
powerful.
Excellent.
That is so powerful. Janet, comment on that, would you?
Sure. You can actually watch that video and videos from others like Rick Scarborough and a former transgender. Jeffrey McCall is a guy who isn't supposed to exist. He was living as a transgender, identified as a female. He's now been set free by the power of Jesus Christ. You can watch it all at stophr5.com. But this is what it comes down to. By the way, I'm so grateful that you're offering this film because it will become illegal. If H.R. 5 becomes law, not only will it do all the things Pastor Hunt just identified, again, it's really the inequality bill. You've heard the transgender story hour, right? Well, guess what? They coming to a Sunday school near you, a man dressed as a woman, and if you don't hire him as a Sunday school teacher or allow him to teach kindergartners, then you are opening yourself up to a lawsuit, and they're going to come after you with the full force of law. That's what's at stake. Our very existence, our ability to communicate the truths of God's word, to have the freedom of speech. You think, well, I can still go in my own corner. I can still do it in my home. No, you can't. Not according to this. In fact, it specifically says that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act does not apply. I'm surprised they didn't say that the First Amendment does not apply, because that's what this bill would do, is repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. And that's why we're making sure the postcards go not just to the Senate, but also to the Supreme Court, because it will ultimately be before the court. If this thing, God forbid, passes, they're going to be deciding whether they're going to shred the Constitution, forget our religious liberties, forget our freedom of speech. And I'm just going to say this, is that we will not, as Christians, bow to anything contrary to God's word. And that's why we need to stand and fight right now. And that's what's so encouraging, is that, again, one person can make a very, very big difference with very little action. One click of one button sends a card from you that's printed, it's personalized, it's signed by you, that goes to all 100 senators, to the White House, and to the Supreme Court. I've been involved in a lot of campaigns, you know that. I don't think we've ever had one that had this much success so quickly, with this much direct impact, that they're going to be literally delivering stacks and stacks of these postcards, more than they've ever seen. And the message will be a sounding fear to those who have to face re-election. If you dare take our freedoms away, then guess what? We're going to be voting you out. In the same way, if you are someone who's being beat up by the left, feeling like maybe I should go on a compromise bill, oh, wait a minute, I just got thousands and thousands and millions of cards that say America doesn't want this. And so it will give courage to those on our team. It will give those who are teetering on the fence, I think, some fear of God and fear of their next election, so that they'll do what's right. And so this, again, speaks not only against the main bill, which is horrific, H.R. 5, but it's also against all the compromise versions that they're billing as some kind of fairness for all. It's not. It is an appalling destruction of our liberties, destruction of our freedoms, and it puts women and children in absolute danger while repealing every pro-life law we've ever passed. I mean, when I wrote the book, The Criminalization of Christianity, I didn't know that they would put it all in one bill. And that's exactly what they've done. But the good news is we're rising up against it. We're fighting it in a way that cannot be ignored. And I'm just so grateful, especially for making the tools available, because these things will become illegal if we don't stand and we don't fight now. And the good news is we are.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen. Powerful.
Share the video when you get your video, when you order with your pastor.
Absolutely.
And ask him to see if the church went run it. And then to pray for what's going on.
Yes.
The criminalization of Christianity has to be stopped.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The culture war, I believe as I'm listening to all this, we have to understand what type of war we're fighting. And it's a cultural war that has infiltrated the churches, has infiltrated the public arena, which is the school systems. And I want to tell you something. Right now, we have a very small window to make a difference. This DVD will give you the information that you're going to need to understand what side and what you do, how to stand during this cultural war that we're facing as a community, which is the Christian community.
Yes, absolutely.
We offered a product a few days ago.
Yes.
And people are so thrilled with it.
Yes.
That it's been overwhelming.
Yes, absolutely.
And our whole family uses it. Mm-hmm. Lori uses it.
Yes. I've been using it. I know Mondo has. But, Dad, I just have to say, this is an amazing technology that has been brought to our audience.
Yes.
And that's our goal here at Morningside. We are constantly looking for resources that are going to help our viewership, help you. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are out there, we believe in these days we have to bring great resources. So we want to remind you, if you haven't ordered your Signal Relief patch, it's an amazing, I mean, I just look at this piece right here and how amazing are the testimonies that we're getting back that we have already received from people who have ordered theirs. We have the Signal Relief patch available for $155 to the ministry. That does include the shipping and handling. And remember, this product is reusable for up to, and really if you use it right, it could even surpass 2 years. So this is a reusable, cost-effective, fast-acting, 100% drug-free product. Mm-hmm. So this is the Signal Relief that helps with discomfort. If you have any type of discomfort, this may be a great option for you. I want to remind you that we also have two, which is a two-pack. You receive two patches, one for you, maybe one for your spouse or someone that you know in your life that needs a solution. Needs relief.
Yes.
Absolutely. We have the two patches, the two-pack available for a donation of $295 to the ministry, and that does include the shipping and handling.
Mondo, you tested this
last night.
Yes.
And you put it in your pillow. I've been telling people that people are telling me they just slip it inside their pillowcase.
That's it. Yes. Absolutely. It's easy.
And I did it last night. Not only stiff neck, but I was having problems of sleeping, know, and I just stay awake till 3, 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Well, last night I put it between my pillowcase and my pillow. I feel good today. I felt really good. I felt energized.
But I've heard this by other people. But I know, I just wanted to say, you tried it yourself, because we try everything here.
Absolutely.
We really, really do. So let's roll that video bit, Marcella.
I picked up this Signal Relief patch a bit ago on Facebook.
It does feel better. And actually my range of motion is better too.
I couldn't even lift my arm sideways that much. Now I have this much range of motion. I can move it up like this. I have a 9-month-old grandson that I can hold again.
So I put that thing on, and I sat there for a few minutes, and pretty soon I'm going, dang, that doesn't hurt anymore. I said, what is this?
How many doctors have you seen? How long has it been?
Countless, 20 years.
Has any of that done what this patch has done?
None of it has even come close to giving me the range of motion.
This patch is magic. I don't know how it works. I don't care how it works, but it's amazing, and I'm so grateful that I found it. And thank you to the Signal Relief team for this amazing technology and product. I truly feel like it's going to save lives, and to have something that can quite literally save somebody's life is amazing, and I'm so grateful. So thank you.
That's pretty incredible. Can I have that back?
I don't know what's in that thing or what it does, but it works. It really, really works.
That's testimony. You grab a patch, put it on, watch it work. And that's what they tell us.
But then you can return it if it doesn't work for you.
Yes,
in
that's
the
right.
first 120
yes,
days,
120
you try it out. You
money back guarantee. That's right.
And that's why we wouldn't stand behind it if yes. the manufacturer didn't stand
that's
behind
right.
it.
And that's a relief.
Yes.
I want to tell you
Absolutely.
That. No, I say that because, you know, anytime you invest in products, you want them to work. Yeah. Don't give up on it. If you don't feel it working, just move it around. Mm-hmm. We found that when I put it on Dad's back, immediately started moving it around and yeah. found it. And how do you know? It's because it kind of heats up, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
you start
to feel the
warms
warmth
up. And I want to tell you something. The moment it warms up, you know that your body's connecting to this technology immediately, and you will begin to be relieved.
I would have these folks back because yes. I want to ask questions about that heat
yeah.
and all a little bit more because I don't think we went into it enough because this is like radar. Mm-hmm. it's an electronic pulse of
right.
some sort that
so, right,
comes
I,
from this.
I would say call right now. Call us at 1-888-988-1588 and get your signal relief patch. Get one or you can get two. There's two for $295. That includes shipping and handling. It comes in this beautiful box, but this is it.
This is exclusive for the Jim Baker Show. They wanted to bring this out to yes. you, our partners. They love what the ministry stands for. And I want to tell you, they love you enough to say, you know what? We are going to bring it out on the Jim Baker Show platform for Morningside Church and mm-hmm. all of our partners because they believe in the mission that we stand for. If you need to do this, do it right now. Call the 800 number. Go to the website immediately. I mean, this thing, when Maricela called us that morning and saying, Dad, the people are answering the call. It is time to find relief, not only through the gospel, but through simple ideas that God has given this company, and we wanted to share it with you.
Yes.
So call right now and order your signal relief patch mm-hmm. offer. And this is something with a money-back guarantee.
That's right, 120-day money-back guarantee.
You know, we had such a response at the before the generators
yes.
went up,
yes.
and people can get them financed now. Mm-hmm. And people were in the process of doing it.
Yes.
Many people have
Absolutely.
Done it, of course. And people were in the process. And the owners...
Yes, absolutely. Frank Davis, he came to us. We were able to get together, and he has extended for just a couple days left. He's extended the financing option for the generator. And so if you have not already taken advantage of that financing option or ordering your generator, this is the Safari ME, which stands for More Energy Generator.
And this is at the old price.
Yes, that's right. Just for a couple days at the old price for a $2,400 donation to the ministry. That's the Lion Safari ME Solar Generator.
Mm-hmm.
In this offer, just quickly, this is the Lion Safari ME Generator Kit Bundle. You're going to receive one of the Safari ME Generator, which is more energy, one Lion Energy 100-watt solar panel, along with the Anderson cord for a $2,800 donation love gift to the ministry. You'll receive the entire kit bundle for that $2,800 donation. Remember, you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com,
mm-hmm.
and it will lead you to the financing options that we currently have available for a couple more days at this donation amount. We also have the large, which if you can do it, this is the one that I would highly, highly suggest. It's the Lion Safari ME Deluxe Bundle. You're going to receive the solar generator unit along with the Lion Energy 100-watt solar panel, the Anderson cord. But here's the key is the expansion battery. And this expansion battery allows you to have three times the storage capacity for the battery. And the bonus is the EMP bag. So that's for a donation of $4,900 to the ministry.
And here's a little B-roll to talk about it.
Yes.
Welcome to my home, where things don't always go as planned. Where long division gets put on hold because of the storm. And the bowl game takes a timeout for lightning. Welcome to my home, where my family safety means everything, where a child's fear of the dark is banished in a moment. Education presses forward, and we're right back to first and goal. We never have to worry about coming home to the darkness. Our family is safe with Lion Energy Safari ME. When the sun rises tomorrow, and it always does, we get up and life continues on. So no matter where you go or what you do, with a push of a button, our Lion Energy Power Unit provides power where we need it, when we need it. We take care of our own. Family, friends, and community. And so can you.
With all the volcanoes and all the earthquakes going off and all, to have this unit is important.
It's important. It's on the go, ready to be used. Listen, let me give you just one, since you mentioned it. The volcano, the St. Vincent. Listen, if you have to go, you grab that generator and go. It was left without power. This Caribbean island without power, without water, without any resources. But knowing that if you have this generator, you can grab it and go with you, you're going to have the peace of mind that you're going to be able to charge your cell phone. You're going to be able to have communication, be able to be up to date with the news. Okay. We are watching events right now in China, South China Sea. This is according to the website here. Taiwan rattled by two earthquakes, bracing for aftershocks. 5.9 earthquake hits Iran. Northern California is shaking, and we're watching these events take place on top of all the events that are taking place, not only in America, but around the world.
Right.
What a great way to be prepared with a generator that is going to give you the peace of mind for your family.
Mm-hmm. Be self-supporting in your own home.
Yeah.
Our time is gone for today. We want to thank Janet Porter for being our special guest today.
Yes, thank you, Janet. So
and we
amazing.
Pray that you will stand for what's right. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we do have to go.
Yes, we do.
Call, right? Give me the number one more time, Lori.
Call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website at jimbakershow.com. You can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
And you can use your credit cards on these offers as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the generators are for about two more days. You're going to be able to get them financed as well as at the old price.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
So we want to thank the folks for doing that.
Yes.
Our time's gone today. Remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.